Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, good morning. It's a blessing to be here. What I'd like to share is just three verses from Matthew chapter 22, so if you would like to turn there, or turn on your phone there, Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39. And I know you just sat down, but as we are reading the living word of God, which is inerrant, would you please rise? This is the word of God. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Amen. Please be seated. So our Lord Jesus in this case, when he was asked by that lawyer a simple question, the lawyer was actually testing Jesus at this time, but he asked a good question: what is the greatest commandment? And our Lord Jesus answered by summarizing the law of God in two commandments. He said the law and the prophets in these two commandments. So they're indeed important for us to know. And it's good to remember that loving the Lord and obeying His commandments are synonymous. In John 14, it says, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. He is the one who loves me." So you love the Lord, you will be growing in your delight in obeying His commands. But we obviously aren't always consistent in that. And first of all, the Lord Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind." And there are other passages, other Gospels, and it also says, "with all your strength." So first of all, with all your heart and soul, in other words, that is everything that is within us. It's all that God has given us to express our thanksgiving to Him and our love for Him. Every part of our being. In other words, with everything we are as a person. That's how we are to love the Lord God. And indeed, it's only possible by His grace that we can do that. And then it says with all our mind. You know, it means with all our mental ability, all the grace that He's given us with these amazing minds, and with all our thoughts. In other words, every thought is captive to Him. And then it says with all our strength, again in other passages, and that involves all our senses, in fact. All our senses, all our physical energy. Basically, we are offering ourselves to Him as living sacrifices. And then the second part of His summary of the law is that we're to love our neighbor as ourself. In other words, we're to love one another as He has loved us. That should flow out. That should be seen in this congregation. And we should love each other more and more. And we're commanded in many places to love one another. It is the primary of the one another's. There's a list of one another's in Scripture. That's the one that's listed the most. It might be the overarching one. We are to love one another as the Lord loved us, with sacrificial love. So we are able to love in this way, again, only by the grace of God, and only as we rely on Him and His grace, and as we walk in the Spirit, as we're people of the Word, and we are convicted as we read the Word of God, if we are not practicing this love in this way. And we can only truly love, of course, because He first loved us. And so, brothers and sisters, we must come now and confess, however the Lord leads you to do so, individually, and even as we do so corporately, as He brings things to your mind in ways that maybe you have not loved Him in this such a broad way, such a complete way. And if you have not loved your brothers and sisters, if you have not loved the brothers and sisters in your own family and in this church family, we are given grace to be able to confess those sins now to the Lord God, who is merciful and gracious, and He loves us. And so let's bow as we should and pray to the living God. Oh Lord, You are merciful and gracious. You are slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and mercy. And in many ways, we don't act in this way. But Lord, we are Your people. We are your redeemed people, and so we now rightly bow before you to confess our transgressions of your perfect law, and specifically this summary of your law, of your loving revelation to us. We do praise you for revealing the truth to us. And Lord God, you are holy and just. Indeed, you are a consuming fire. And we praise you this morning that there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. We should be in awe of He alone who can forgive. And in, Lord, in the ways that we have not loved you this past week, even this morning, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all that is within us, and with all that you have given to us in your grace to exalt you, Lord, we ask your forgiveness. We have not loved you with all our mind this past week, with the mental abilities you have given us, with our thoughts, and we have not regularly set our minds on things above, but rather, probably too often, on things that displease you. And Lord, we have not always loved you with all our strength. We have not expended our physical energy and bodily strength in ways that please you, but maybe in wasteful ways. And we have not been good stewards of the amazing bodies that you have given us, which are fearfully and wonderfully made. And Lord, in those ways, this morning, that we have not loved those around us, in our families, and in this part of your body, Lord, we humble ourselves now. And we ask that we would become more aware of these sins. We would humble ourselves and receive your word and receive the teaching of your Spirit. And then in the power of your Spirit, Lord, that we would more and more quickly repent and grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus, grow in love for you and for one another, and all to your glory, Lord God, may it be. O Lord, you are worthy of all praise and all honor and glory, and we rejoice now in your great kindness to us and in your everlasting mercy, and we praise you for the forgiveness that we know, the certainty we know and we have that we are forgiven in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray in his precious name. Amen.